Banned Books, Leonora Hildebrand. A dangerous book will always be in danger from those it threatens, with the demand that they question their assumptions. They'd rather hang on to the assumptions and ban the book. Ursula Le Guin. I believe that censorship grows out of fear, and because fear is contagious, some parents are easily swayed. Book banning satisfies their need to feel in control of their children's lives. This fear is often disguised as moral outrage. They want to believe that if their children don't read about it, their children won't know about it, and if they don't know about it, it won't happen. Judy Blum. Banned Books. 1. You'd think a book's for readers. Some leaders started banning them. It's mayhem off the shelves. They fear that you could delve into queer stuff, race oppression, an indication they're alarmed. Students get smart, agitate. It's a war against culture. To them, a teen's curiosity is worse than boredom. Black lives make them nervous. They pay lip service to decorum. 2. Genderqueer, a memoir thus far most often ditched in red states. Texas is first to be worst. Non-binary makes them whine. For liberty? What irony. Whose mom's, not mine? Next in line, all boys aren't blue. There's sex in it. It's educational, but prudes make it sensational. Growing up brown and queer can feel weird. You need books, someone like you. In the Third Reich, Nazis banned degenerate art. What company? 3. Out of Darkness. A story as stark as the melting pot as Borderlands, ordered banned. Are the 1930s too fraught to be taught? A girl's ordeal too real? Where I come from, books were burned, hostilities churned up like smoke, a shout against civility. Next up, The Bluest Eye, dismissed. Evocatively told, tale of a black girl, her demise, her boldness of longing to be white, provocative and tight. 4. Speaking of Toni Morrison, Beloved is a monumental work. It's consequential, an essential read on slavery and its horrific legacies. It needed to be graphic. Should parents have a say what schools may teach? Yes, but there's sex in Shakespeare too, and in the Bible. Where does it stop? Virginia voted out the governor whose veto blocked the sadly named Beloved Bill about parental say, and then they shut the book away. Mind you, it's not an easy read. It's dense and haunted like the past. It's pieced together, torn apart, and it will make you weep. 5. Lawn Boy, shunned for profanity by a vocal minority. A mountain out of a molehill, overkill, wrongly labeled pedophilia. That stirred fraught activity. A coming-of-age tale deemed unseemly for the youngest. Even the man who wrote it said so. Although, no doubt something else disturbed them, a Chicano coming out. The author, who's white, was threatened with death. He says, read the book or sit down. It's a Bildungsroman. 6. The truth will shock you. The truth is culture's tinderbox. Consider The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian by Sherman Alexie, challenged for a derogatory term, the N-word of a racist joke, a slur. But wait, have book banners gone woke? Alexie says it's mostly true to his life. Junior lived on the res, went to an all-white high school, drew cartoons, his lifeboats. In a search of teenage angst, he drew the urge to hear, keep that book afloat. 7. Here's a maddening plot, a black girl's friend shot dead by the cops. The hate you give got traction, flung from the shelves for the F word? Absurd, what stung was the call for action. The kite runner takes us to Afghanistan and the Taliban's hate for the flying of kites. And it goes on, books banned from libraries, gag order classrooms. Where I'm from, they came for the artists and writers. Oh, a lasting shame. When tight-assed folks hold sway, read to reclaim, fight back, let others do the same. 8. See for yourself. To declare a book obscene doesn't make it so. To suppress divisive subjects is derisive. And now, even preemptive bans. Let's have a show of hands. Who of you would risk employment, reputation, your family's safety to defend a book? It's the coal mine's canary. Apropos democracy, Salman Rushdie says, what is freedom of expression? Without the freedom to offend, it ceases to exist. Tear up that list. Afterward, reading at night. In a house in which no one stirs, warlords come and go. A detainee recants a forced confession. Women bring solar lights to the village. A father waves a hand, irrevocable. Earth spins its flustered cities, snow squalls and deserts, scent of lilacs. Wind knocks the house where we breathe, the wanted and unwanted words.